I am indeed, and I'm not quite sure why the Taoiseach would make these claims that there would be border controls if there is a Brexit, if the British do decide to leave the EU. But all it sort of proves is that Fine Gael are engaging in scare tactics, essentially, to try and win another EU referendum or tilt it in their favour. Whereas, in my opinion, the Taoiseach would be much better served in focusing on problems afflicting Irish society, such as, say, the trolley crisis and the homelessness crisis, whereas he seems more intent just to be spending time on this gossip, essentially, and spreading false rumours. So it's another indication that Fine Gael, really, the word can't be trusted, as far as I can see.
The Taoiseach has said, though, that such a Brexit would be both harmful to Ireland and the UK, with border counties being worst affected, such as Donegal. You don't agree with this?
I don't agree in that there are already trade agreements that are drawn up between Britain and Ireland that precede the existence of the EU, and also trade agreements with other countries can easily be drawn up should any country choose to leave the European Union. You only have to look at a country like Switzerland to see that's the case, a country not in the EU but that's flourishing economically and does trade with EU countries surrounding it. And the stance of Fine Gael and other establishment parties down through the years has always been to back their paymasters in the EU on these issues of further European integration or retaining the EU as it stands. And I'm just getting to the point where I'm very sceptical